To this day, the center line is considered the single most important traffic safety device in the history of transportation. That simple. Next question, Dave. Edward Hines sat on the Wayne County Road Commission from 1906 to 1938, along with others, including some dude named Henry Ford. But in Edward Hines' eyes, the center line was not his most notable accomplishment. He was the driving force behind the first concrete mile of roadway in the world. What road had the first concrete mile in the entire world?
I don't even know where to start there either, bud. I got nothing for you.
Well, you're going to kick yourself on this one. Woodward Avenue.
Oh, no kidding. Okay.
Woodward Avenue. Between 6 and 7 Mile in Detroit, Edward Hines was also the advocate for landscaping traffic right-of-ways and eliminating billboards and power lines along highways. Hines Park is named after him, as well as Hines Drive, a 17-mile road that follows the Rouge River from Dearborn all the way to Northville. However, aside from the center line of a highway, landscape right-of-ways, and concrete roads, Edward Hines came up with something else as well. Snow removal from roadways. This guy did it all.
See, yeah, that one seems pretty obvious, yes.
So my question to you, Dave, and final question tonight, how many pounds of salt does the Huron County Road Commission use in an average year?
Wow. I will at least guess at this one.
Right, how many pounds?
I will go with, how about 5 million pounds?
You're close. 8 million pounds.
Oh, that's not that close.
Well, in relativeness, yes. 8 million pounds of salt. In an average year, the Huron County Road Commission goes through 4,000 tons of salt. That's an insane number, David.
Oh, that is unbelievable. I thought I was on the high side. I'm not going to lie. That's crazy.
Well, thanks to the Huron County Road Commission Secretary Manager Neil Hengel for the details. I'm not sure who is more fascinated, me calling him to find out this information. He knew it off the top of his head. Or him asking, why do you want to know this?
I'm sure. Probably the first and only time he will ever be asked that question.
Perhaps. And a shout out to the Huron County Road Commission workers out there, the best in the business. You take it for granted until you drive out of the county. Speaking of driving out of the county, Dave, what are your three keys to tonight's game?
Yeah, you can take it from my experience. I can give you some stories on that, but that's for another time. Let's start with the home team, the Harbor Beach Pirates. That run defense is going to be crucial tonight. If you give up 8 yards a carry, which is what Sandusky averages, it will be a track meet for Sandusky. So that defensive front, that front seven especially, needs to be disciplined, maintain gap presence, and need to make tackles. For Sandusky, neutralize the Harbor Beach passing game. If Harbor Beach has the advantage over Sandusky, it's the ability to make plays through the air and by spreading out a defense. This is probably the only time Sandusky will play anybody this year that is very good at a spread offense. They will need to be able to take away those passing game, especially the deep ball. And last but not least, we saw multiple turnovers last week. We saw three of them. To be exact, if you turn the ball over once or twice tonight, this game will not win. There are too many good athletes on this team. A loss of possession or two because of turnovers will be costly. And I keep in mind, that's where Harbor Beach comes into play. With them throwing the football, they are vulnerable to interceptions, tip balls. They have to not turn the ball over if they're going to win this game.
It's time for a short break. When we return, we'll have our game time forecast as well as our starting lineups right here on the WLW Sports Network.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's can install your scope and sight in your gun at their range. Just set the dial and be ready for the shot of your lifetime with the help of Randy's Hunting Center. Over 4,500 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock, including the Ruger American Rifle in 450 Bushmaster and 350 Legend. Over 190 variations of the 450 Bushmaster, including the Ruger 450 AR, an exclusive Go Wild with 16-inch heavy barrel and factory muzzle brake with bronze Cerakote finish and camouflage stock. We also have the new Barnes and Subsonic ammo for the 450 on hand, along with plenty of pistols and AR rifles in stock.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best deal at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS, 989-269-GUNS.
Hi, this is Kason, your USA Water Boy. Because of COVID, I'm listening to the games just like you. When my dad realized my Friday nights freed up, he put me to work in the shop at Countryside Sales and Service in Sebring. So if you're farming or trucking late, remember that our parts department is open late also. Until 5 on Mondays, Tuesday through Thursday until 9 p.m., and midnight on Friday. We're also here Saturday mornings from 7 until 11. We hope you have a safe harvest and your breakdowns are few. But we're here when you need it. At Countryside Sales and Service in Sebring, we sell what we run. Now, if we could just get our popcorn popper out again, I'd be all set for these Friday night games.
Popcorn!
Current conditions in Harbor Beach, Michigan are 68 degrees with sunny skies. They're calling for a 0% chance of rain this evening. Winds are the south-southeast at 10 miles per hour, gusting up to 12. Visibility is at 10 miles. Barometric pressure dropping at 29.93 inches. Dew point is at 58. It feels like it's 68 degrees out. The humidity is at 66%. Sunset is in, well, now 18 minutes from now, and we're currently in a waxing gibbous moon phase, the official moon phase of the WLW Sports Network. So I think it's safe to say it's a beautiful night for football. On September 25th, I have the unfortunate news report that there's now more darkness than daylight, but if 2020 is any indication, December 21st is right around the corner. I'm sure of that. Harbor Beach won the toss, elected to defer to the second half, so Sandusky will be receiving the ball first. Your officials tonight from Davison, Michigan. Your referee is Doug Dillon. From Flint, umpire Mike Tipton. Linesman is Dwayne Calloway. From Flushing, line judge from Grand Blanc, Scott Meridian. And your back judge, Greg Moriarty from Davison. Starting on the Sandusky Redskin offense. At quarterback, three-year starter Matt Carlson. In the backfield, halfback Zach Franzel Sr., fullback Jalorin Wedge, the man who ran for over 1,300 yards last season, and the other halfback Martin Tovar, the only junior starting for this Redskin team. At center, Corey Lampson, the sophomore, left guard Casey Kirkpatrick, left tackle Braxton Davis, a senior, tight end on the left side, number 11, Lucas Feehan. On the right guard, Jacob Sanderson, a senior, right tackle, number 73, Caden Blashill, in the right tight end, number 45, Brendan Duff, a senior, also the leading tackler for the Sandusky Redskin defense. We'll get to the Harbor Beach starters here in just a moment, but it looks like we have a moment just right now. Let's go to the Harbor Beach defense at the moment. In our middle linebacker here, we have Ethan Hessling, who's a senior, 6 foot, 200 pound, outside linebackers, depending on the formation, Caden Boynton and Luke Woodkey, both juniors. In the secondary, safeties, Dylan Kadar, the free safety, 6 foot, 175-pound senior, also plays quarterback, and back there as well, Tanton Babcock, a sophomore. On the defensive line, nose guard, Elliot Seaman, 5'11", 205-pound senior. Defensive tackles, Colin Rogemach and Dakota Deer. In your defensive ends, Grant Smiglinski and Levi Klasky, as well as Mason Booms, kind of moving up from the defensive end to the cornerback to middle linebacker, kind of plays every position on defense. Luke Woodkeats, Jr. for Harbor Beach, kicking things off for the Pirates, left, right across your radio in their home black uniforms, orange stripes down the sides, classic traditional white helmets with black face masks. Deep back for the Redskins with DeLorean Wedge at his own 4-yard line to his right, Zach Franzel to his left, Martin Tovar. In front of him would be number 11, Lucas Feehan, who also plays a tight end. Big kick from the left footer. Luke Woodkey comes in at the 6-yard line. They come out with a starburst here, and it's into the hands of Lucas Feehan. Gets out to about the 16-yard line. Looks like Harbor Beach was right for that one based on the reaction from the sideline there. Number 15 on the tackle for Harbor Beach, Levi Klasky.
Absolutely, and the up man actually fields the ball and turns his back to the Harbor Beach Pirates, and basically the Sandusky runs their own version of the wing T right there on the special teams return. But